You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me.
Good morning to you. Mike McNamara with you. Let me tell you what a geek I am. So, I love doing the battlefield studies that we do for a couple reasons. With Vietnam guys, this stuff has been rattling around in their heads for 50 years. You've heard Nick War yesterday. If you didn't, it's a long interview, but I'd tell you, listen to it over the course of a few days or whatever. You know, it's heavy burdens that guys bear, that anybody bears, that, you know, that makes decision that puts people in harm's way. And you live with that for the rest of your life. When it doesn't go right, I mean, that's a heavy burden, right? And for the rest of your life, you look inward. If you're worth a shit, you look inward to find answer to it. Did I do what I was supposed to do? Did I do okay? Is that on me? And you've heard person after person after person come on this program and say that. And so, I mean, for those reasons, those interviews are incredible, right? The other part of me, the geek part of me, is I find it very, very interesting to look at the tactical problem. And because of the wonders of Google Earth, you can go and you can look at the streets. I mean, stuff that you could never, you know. You got a map that said, here's the city, here's the Perfume River, here's the MACV compound, here's the LCU landing where 1-5 loaded and went up the Perfume River, here's where they dismounted, here's generally the way they moved in the, yeah, I mean, you can get that map in black and white, right? And it can't have too much stuff on it, right? Because it'd be too cluttered. But now, through Google Earth, you can go and you can look at the street, for God's sakes. Yeah, the dork in me. So when I read, I sit and I read with this map in front of me. And you can't experience the way they experience, but you can see it the way it lays out. And again, the geek in me loves that. So the next battlefield study we'll do with a guy who we briefly touched on the event when we interviewed him on one occasion, and it's Major General retired Jarvis Lynch. He was the operations officer for 2nd Battalion, 26th Marines, in, I believe, I don't even know what year it was. Hold on. '68. So it's in September of 1968. So the Tet Offensive in the rearview mirror, and they are, and you know, now I'm getting fluent in Vietnam. Yeah. So places like Leatherneck Square, I know where Leatherneck Square is. Yeah, boom. I know where Leatherneck Square is. And you don't. You know kind of where it is. I know exactly where it is. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, all those places that you hear about, Phu Bai, Da Nang, Chu Lai, Phuc Loc 6, I know where Phuc Loc 6 is. Yeah. The Rock Pile, Camp Carroll, Con Tien. So I'm getting fluent in Vietnam, which I like. Okay, so I'm reading an article that General Lynch wrote after he, I'm not really sure, November 1998. So he writes the article 30 years after the event, approximately. Okay, it's called LZ Margo, The Dead Went Last. And it's an operation that 2nd Battalion, 26 Marines, get sent on. And they head out. The Marines operated just south of the demilitarized zone in South Vietnam. And so, it was an active place, right? So anyway, they had, if you know where the rock pile is, they head northwest of the rock pile, which is out on the frontier, man. So there is no doubt who you're bumping into up there. That is the purview of the North Vietnamese Army. So anyway, they landed in this LZ Margo, the whole battalion, and not a big landing zone on kind of a ridge line. And then they sent, you know, one company maintains the battalion area. So I believe it's Golf Company stays at Margo along with the 81s, and Echo Fox and hotel companies start moving north along ridge lines and looking for the NVA, all right, looking for their ammo caches, looking for trails, things they've used heavily, all the indicators that there's NVA activity. So I'm trying to take his map and put it on Google Earth, and I'm thinking, you know what, I used to have this grid system that I downloaded. So I go looking for it again. I look in my save stuff on Google Earth. It's not in there. So I look in downloads that I have. Not in there. So I buy it again for $5. And you download it, and I turn it on, and it's a 1 to 10,000 grid square, which is way too big. Right. What we use is 1 to 1,000 grid squares, not 1 to 10,000. So I'm like, this is not what I need. And so I continue to read. I'm kind of pissed because what I'm trying to do is take his map from the article that he writes, and I'm trying to put it into Google Earth so I can see the terrain, because that's what kind of geek I am. Okay, I want to see it on the ground. I want to see it. He's got a picture in the article. He's got a picture of his 1 to 50,000 map. A picture somebody took of it. Complete with grease pencil markings and everything. So I want to put that stuff on Google Earth. And so as I'm reading, I look up, and it took a while for the grid system to circumnavigate the globe and load into Google Earth. And all of a sudden it pops up. And I went, oh, my God, look at that. And so everything that's on the map is now in my Google Earth. And so now I read the article again, and I'm like, there. Oh, my God. It's like 3D stuff. Yeah, it's like instead of looking at it in a two-dimensional event, what are you looking at? You're looking at it in three dimensions. And so, yeah. I know. I'm sorry, but that's what. So then I took the map, right? I get everything I need, the stuff I can put on it with Google Earth, because it's relatively limited in terms of, you know, putting markers and image. Well, more icons than markers. You could put a marker on it, but I kind of want to put an icon. And label it and things like that, more military stuff. And they don't allow you to tailor it like that. So anyway, I do a screenshot, right? Copy the map, copy that screenshot into PowerPoint. And let me tell you, I have PowerPoint skills like you would only dream about. That's right. And I'm not bullshitting. I whooped them on Catherine when she was doing a project. I said, what are you doing? She said, oh, I'm doing this little thing. And I said, what is it? And she said, oh, it's in PowerPoint. I said, Catherine, I don't want to brag about it, but I have skills. She said, how do you have skills? I said, don't worry about it. I said, what are we doing here? So I sit down, and I whoop on her some PowerPoint skills like she had never seen in her life. She's like, Dad, what are you doing? What are you doing? How'd you do that? I'm like, come on. You're like monkeys watching a high-definition TV for the first time. Yeah. Yeah, so Catherine looking at my PowerPoint skills. So I take the map. I take the map overlay. I put the grid system on the outside, label the grid lines, right? And I initially screwed that up because I can't count. My grid system went 87, 88, 89, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92. 90. And so I'm trying to draw it. I'm looking at the map. I'm like, man, why am I off? What the hell? I'm like, oh, I misnumbered it. So anyway, I get that unscrewed. I get all that laid out, and then I start laying the icons down on the map. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. Absolutely, positively beautiful. So anyway, that's just me. So General Lynch is going to join us. We're going to talk about, and let me just give you the gist of Operation Margo. They're up there getting after the NBA, and the NBA willing to fight you, right? And know that they have mortars up there. And so they get told, hey, you got to pull everybody back to LZ Margo because they're going to run a B-52. Ultimately, they're going to run a B-52 strike up there. But nobody says why. You need to be here, and you need to be south of the 61 grid line, which is a east-west grid line, which stuffs them in the south side of LZ Margo about, I mean, what, 1,000 guys in a battalion? And these are four company battalions. So this is a big unit. And they take... He still to this day doesn't know how many killed. They medevaced 200 Marines after. So as they begin to break contact, just as they get called, he has to call the companies back so that they can run this B-52 arc light strike. And they get told to shut up in color, much like Nick War got told to shut up in color. So there's interesting similarities between what if you listen to yesterday's show with Nick War, the whole shut up in color event. And so it's interesting. If you got told to shut up in color again, would you do it? So we'll ask General Insa. And so they pack everybody down in the south end, and the NVA, sure as shit, they follow them. They don't allow the Americans to break contact. They follow them from where the Marines were pushing towards the NVA. When the Marines broke contact, I want to say on two separate occasions, they stopped their movement back towards Margo and then reversed directions to go back to where the NVA were, and both times they made contact. So the NVA are following them. And if they're following them, they knew that they have supporting arms in the mountains around them, and they can see LZ Margo. It's not like they can't see where these helicopters are coming in and out of. So anyway, yeah, it doesn't turn out good. Doesn't turn out good. And so we'll hear General Lynch next Wednesday. And so, yeah, the map fired up about it. I'm sorry. But, no, but, yeah, Montana Man just called me a geek. But let me tell you, I'll send this to Montana Man, and you know what he'll say? That's cool as shit, man. That's cool as shit. And because if you're a grunt, you're a map guy. You like maps. I don't care. And if you're a good grunt, that's how you make your living, right? Not getting your ass lost, learning how to read them. And the other thing I'll tell you that you notice when you look at Google Earth, Vietnam was a straight up, man, it was a baller event. You look at the terrain, the mountains, those son of a bitches went up. And they were out there for a month or two at a time. That was a man. That was men's town, man. And I'm, you know, maybe there are women that can do that. But, you know, I asked Carl Marlanis that. He said, the war that I fought in, he said, I don't know a woman that could do that. He said, look, and I know some fit, strong women, but they get to the gym every day. We're not talking about that. We're talking about you haven't been to the gym in a year. Okay? You're living nasty. You got skinny. And now, and you know, you get that nasty, skinny, big shoulders, big thighs. You know, that nastiness that comes to us by the virtue of testosterone. And, you know, they're going up mountains that are, you know, thousands of feet high. Single file. Yeah, straight up baller event Vietnam was. And with an enemy that will close with you. Ultimately what happens, they follow the Marines back to that LZ. They attack the LZ. Dismounted infantry attacks the LZ. All right, we are going to, I got one other thing I want to get off my chest before we get to the news, but I'll save that. Anyway, good morning to you. United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Hello. This is dedicated to everybody who thinks I'm a geek, because I'm not. And if you don't like maps and you're a grunt, shame on you. No wonder you got lost all the time.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by the by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Yeah, I got some things to say about China. Yeah, China's bullshit, just so everybody knows. All right, sunny in 41 in Quantico, clouds in 46 at Camp Lejeune, clouds in 54 in Granbury, Texas, the home of Mikey Musselman. Yeah, if you want to listen, if you have an NCO or you know NCOs, send a link of his little discussion of what an NCO is, how an NCO behaves. Send that to him and tell him, if you're not doing this, you're bullshit. Okay? You're bullshit. Yeah, I could not have... If I wrote that for Mike and said, okay, I want you to say these things, I could not have scripted it better than what he said. Because he's the shit, honestly. So, I hope he's not listening, so... I hate to compliment him, but... heating up in Montana. Clouds in 39 degrees in Big Timber, Montana. 29 Palms, it's cloudy in 54. Warming up there. Yeah. Dash 2 is sleeping outside for a month in 29 Palms. Last I talked to him, he said, yeah, we didn't bring enough stuff. Suck it up, man. That's what makes you tough. Camp Pendleton, clouds of 47. Okinawa, dark, cloudy in 59 with storm warnings there. Marja, warming up, 73, fighting seasons there. The home of Auburn Radio, mostly cloudy in 51. Winds out of the west-southwest at 1 miles an hour. 1 mile an hour, excuse me. Tomorrow, looking for a high of 69. And on Saturday, rain in 65. That is a look at your weather here on Allman Radio. Let me give you my thoughts on China. China is now, like, using all the money that they have garnered since we allowed their admittance into the World Trade Organization. And that was the Elder Bush, who I have great respect for. But he was wrong as wrong could be. And let me tell you what happens when you facilitate the economic development of a communist nation. Right? You might as well just shoot yourself right in the ass. Okay? Because that's what he did. The United States in particular, with its economic relationship with China, is sowing the seeds of a future conflict. Based on the premise that, as they develop, they'll embrace Western values and this whole militant Chinese communist thing will go away. Well, guess what ain't happening, sports fans? Yeah, you got it. And now there's a big issue with Qualcomm. Qualcomm is one of the top companies pioneering covert technologies relative to wireless communications, the 5G network. Guess who's trying to be bought out? Qualcomm. Yep, Qualcomm. And so if the United States doesn't stop that, and they can, if it doesn't stop that because of its sensitive technologies, good God. So, but we allow them into the World Trade Organization. We have a, I want to say a $300 billion deficit with China that more than funds their military. They're not even paying for their own military. Right? We've exported our industries to them because of their predatory economic practices, virtually transferring the making of steel. So what happens so we make steel and they decide to choke it off? Or they make steel, we don't make it anymore, and they decide to choke it off in some future conflict. That's not good. It is so wrong, and the Chinese play us like a mandolin, right? Let me tell you, when you see Barack Obama, you should see a walking mandolin with feet and big ears. And he's nice. He seems to be a very, very pleasant man. But he is as gullible as the day is long. As was, you know, doofus before him. Dumber than a bag of hammers, that guy. And so, and I say that to say this, so what if we pay more for a six-pack of beer? It's not like your fat ass couldn't use less beer going into it, right? So what if you had to pay another quarter for a six-pack of beer? Is that really going to hurt you? So what if you pay another $150 for your car because it's made with American steel? So what? And then you hear, oh, you know, it's going to lead to a trade war and all this. Hey, look, at some point, again, I think the president is dead right. And if I hope he doesn't relinquish on this point. Bilateral, right? Reciprocal trade agreements. Make the field level. And you hear this from farmers. You hear it from manufacturers. Yeah. Look, I've got to deal with OSHA in the United States. I've got to deal with the EPA. Do the Mexicans deal with that shit? No. So if you take the cost that I have relative to my production costs and then levy that as a tariff, because they don't have an EPA, they don't have workers' comp, all those costs that you, federal government, levy on me, the manufacturer, just put those on a tariff because they don't have any of that. And we'll compete with them. Oh, well, you know, that means that steel, it could be produced cheaper. Again, to quote President Obama, it simply can't be a race to the bottom relative to goods and wages. If that's the case, then the middle class in the United States is doomed. You're either going to be an engineer, a finance person that takes care of their money, or you're going to be a service person. And if you're lucky, you'll go into the trades and you'll work on the houses of rich people so that you can afford to live good. But there is no middle class. It's gone. You're in the service sector or you're in high tech finance. Or entertainment. Yeah, the small group of people that are in there, they can do it too. But at some point, this whole free trade notion, I mean, just look at the different trade imbalances that we have around the world. They're crazy. And if you're a producer in the United States with all the regulation you have on you, you look and you go, you know what? You're killing me. You are killing me. I can do this. I can produce. If you give me the same set of circumstances that they have, I can do this. But I don't. I'm prohibited by law from doing that. So why don't you protect me and level the playing field? Oh, we're interested in free trade. So what free trade means is these jobs are going to migrate to a foreign country. That's what free trade means, so that you can enact all these laws to protect our workers, right? Disability, to protect the environment, EPA, to protect the workplace, OSHA, and then we'll export all those damn jobs, and somebody can sell us those products from another country, and then we can hopefully recreate those jobs in Wheeling, West Virginia somehow. Right. So, I'm again, all these people that say free trade, I think it's bullshit. Free trade is bullshit. Free trade is code for, I don't want to have to defend the price, the fact that you could get your kids' batting gloves, instead of paying $7 for them, you could pay $5 for them at Walmart, okay? But because they're produced in the United States, you got to pay $7. I don't want to have to defend that. It makes the average basket of consumer goods, it raises that price by $7 a month. Who gives a shit? Pay it. Buy American. And this, because look at the trade imbalances and what it's doing around the world. I think I'm going to play for you comments made by General Nelly yesterday and Secretary of the Navy. I think that guy's name's Spencer, about China. Yeah, they're taking over the port in Djibouti. What? Yeah, part of their roads and ports program. They're taking over the infrastructure of the world. And they're doing it by their economic extortion. Here's our market. Come. It'll make your economy better. You'll produce more. People go to work. They make more money. Your manufacturing capacity will be expanded. And then once they set the hook, as I said before, then it's a series of demands or else we're cutting your ass off. And that's the dance the Philippines has played. The Vietnamese have played it for too long, and they've decided they won't play it anymore. Hence the Carl Vinson's visit to Da Nang Harbor. Yeah. And again, make no mistake about that. That's a message straight to Beijing. And I love it. Yeah, bro. We ain't having it. And I hope, because the Chinese and the Russians both have to get their pants pulled down. The Chinese on trade. That's a joke. That's a straight up joke. And you've heard the president say, yeah, try to get a car in Japan. What? Yeah, so how does that work? How does it work that you can trade with countries that just do that? And as a nation, you say, okay, that's okay. Oh, well, what about our agricultural goods? Just make it level. Level, even, reciprocal, bilateral trade agreements. Like, when did we stop doing that? And for what reason, for God's sakes? So just make it level. All right. So enough of that. I love Amelia Earhart stories. I'm not going to lie to you. If I see Amelia Earhart in the news, I read every story. Yeah, it's the history guy in me. So anyway, she's in the news again. We're going to take a quick break. We'll check news headlines. And then let me tell you what we're going to do on the show. Mike's driving, so hopefully we'll talk to him. He's going to a wedding someplace, and I think they're leaving today. So hopefully he hasn't said he won't, so hopefully he will. But we're going to talk about suicide today. And a while ago, probably a month ago, I saw an article about a VA study. Actually, the VA did a press release on it, which is where I first saw it. Then I went looking for it. But the headline was, Married Military Veterans More at Risk of Suicide Than Single Soldiers. And I saw that, I went, what? The other part of the story that interested me was that female veterans are most at risk. What? So, one of the authors of that study is going to join us today. His name is Merrick Kolpak. He's a MD, PhD, health science specialist, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and he's part of the Vision 2 Center of Excellence for Suicide Prevention. So he was one of the people involved in this project. So we're going to talk about that. Yeah, two things that when you hear it, you'd say, that doesn't make sense to me. I mean, you come home from all that stuff and you're married and what happens? You would think that that would be the smallest, you know, that you come back to your wife and it's good. So we'll talk to him about, his conclusions, get a chance to meet Merrick, who's a very nice guy. And so looking forward to that. So we'll do that, and then we'll talk to the gunner. So don't touch that dial. More of Allmarine Radio on a Thursday. Coming up next, right here on your home for the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of Allmarine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOC community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
You're crashing into me like waves on the coast. Every time we talk, you move in close. I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to stop tonight.
Blake Shelton. Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. At least he seems like he's probably a jackass, but country people tend to be pretty down to earth. At least they seem like it. I don't know anybody who lives like that could be very much down to earth, because once you stop driving your own car and stop mowing your own lawn, something happens to you, and it's not good. So if you got a gardener, get out there and help him, because you're probably turning into a jackass. Yeah, look what happened to Michael Jackson. Look what happened to Elvis. Look what happened to George Bush, Don Rumsfeld. You think any of those guys are out mowing their own lawn? Yeah, Barbara, I got to get out there and mow the lawn. Hell no, come on. All right, check some news headlines. I'm not really interested in the military today. I want to talk San Francisco. What a clown show, huh? You know, again, just as a Californian, thank God, finally. Why is this taking so long? Why is it taking so long to file this shit? Right? You have a state that's clearly, right, off its rocker and needs to be brought to heel. What has taken so long? So, Department of Justice sues California. That's what. Let me just make a statement about that. I heard some interesting stuff being commented on. Suppose you set up a sanctuary state for pick a hot federal issue, and then think back in our nation's history when states tried to do that. Okay, so contentious issue, gun control. Yeah, we're declaring Arizona gun free sanctuary state for guns. We like cruiser weapons. We're going to sell machine guns, Mark 19s. You want a mortar? That's not an issue, man. You want an artillery piece? Come to Arizona. We don't play that gun control game. Guns on demand. That's right. An armed society is a civil society, and we aim to arm you so that we can be civil. And the federal government, you don't like it? Go to hell. What would the Democrats do if you did that? they'd lose their minds, right? Absolutely, positively, like, they'd have a conniption fit. You'd see them twitching on the floor of the Senate. Arr! Same thing with abortion. Yeah, we here in Mississippi, we don't buy this religious, no, we are a religious state. Our nation was found by our founding fathers as a Christian nation. We do not condone this godless act of abortion. Therefore, the state of Mississippi now prohibits it. And if the federal government doesn't like it, you can stuff it up your ass. Can you? Yeah. Imagine that. My God. And, you know, we've had states that have tried it, right? Alabama, Mississippi, prohibiting the integration of public schools. And what happened? Yeah. What happened? What, the 82nd or 101st got, I think it's 101st Airborne was in Kentucky. One of them got sent to Little Rock, Arkansas to help with the integration. Another one got sent to Mississippi, Oxford, Mississippi. Not having it. And so it's just the stupidest nonsense that a state can run its own show. We're a nation of laws. And you know, and then the other point that I find interesting is okay, the federal government, well, Mac, you're missing the argument. The federal government cannot compel a state to bear the burden of enforcing federal law. I don't think that's what we're talking about here. Okay? I think what we're talking about here is a request from one law enforcement agency to another law enforcement agency to detain somebody who's normally a convicted felon or somebody suspected of being a felon or involved in some kind of criminal case, and you know, and that now the state's saying we are not going to respect requests and honor requests to detain people. Well, you're not out enforcing. We're just asking you to detain them and give us that person. And that's exactly what happened to that when that girl was shot on the pier in San Francisco. That guy who'd been deported, what, 5-6 times? You know, there was a request made by ICE that he be detained and hand over to them so that they could deport him. And since the San Francisco Police Department doesn't comply with that, they released him and she's dead. Think about that. And it's not like ICE is not running around looking for, you know, let me see your papers, right? That's because there's 2.5 million illegal immigrants, 70% of them from Mexico, in California. Hello? So as you have to prioritize your scarce resources, what are we going to go after? Somebody who snuck into the country? No. There's felons. There's drug dealers. There's thugs. There's gang members. And so the mayor of Oakland protected people like that and then hides behind this, we're for families. It is just the biggest bunch of bullshit I've ever seen in my life. So, you know, again, I'm sure there'll be courts that side with the state of California. And ultimately this will be, go to the Supreme Court. The question is, will the Supreme Court even hear the case, or will they say, no, this is settled law? The state of California, you know, and cite the cases. This is settled law. There's nothing new here. You can't do that. And you can't refuse to cooperate with legitimate requests from other law enforcement agencies. And so I just find people like to pull out little pieces of this argument and say, oh, this, that, and the other thing. The bottom line is there's no reason that the police departments in California should not honor a request from a federal law enforcement agency. And how you can pass laws that say we prohibit you from honoring those requests in a nation of laws blows my vacuum tubes. Yeah, blows my vacuum tubes. So it's about time that Jeff Sessions got off his dead ass and did something. So, yeah, not that he doesn't have enough on in his rucksack, but let's go, Sessions. Move it. I don't know, you may or may not have heard this. I heard this story and then saw the article. And so I would offer it to you. San Francisco is losing more residents than any other city in the U.S., creating a shortage of U-Hauls that puts a rental at $2,000 just to move to Las Vegas. Okay, how much is it to move from Las Vegas to San Francisco? $100. This is according to the real estate site Redfin. Growing number of those considering the move are Silicon Valley investors, the New York Times reports. The migration has become so intense it's creating a shortage of U-Haul vans and inflating prices so that it costs thousands to go from San Jose to Las Vegas and only 100 to go in the opposite direction. Trying to encourage people to haul these vans back so we could use them again. So, anyway, I don't wish anything bad on my home state because I grew up when California was a booming, wonderful place to live. But you have the Democrats that run the state are idiots, and there's no bigger form of idiocy than Jerry Brown's high-speed rail train. They have gone past the forecasted budget, and they're about a third of the way finished with it. It is going to be as famous as the Bridge to Nowhere. And it's just a joke, an absolute positive joke. So, anyway. Any new headlines? All right, Marine Corps Times. Marines are going to be in Phoenix. The 13th MU is going to be in Phoenix doing some stuff. So if you see Marines in Phoenix, don't panic. Marines in Israel for an exercise known as Juniper Cobra. So, not really sure why, but Marines of the 26th MU will take part in the exercise, and I'm sure we'll get an earful from Israeli Defense Force, and we'll watch how they work. So it's always interesting to work with other militaries, and the Israelis are an interesting group to be around. All right, they don't screw around. They don't screw around. You've heard the stories about the females will do MCT at Camp Pendleton for the first time. They've been doing MCT on the East Coast for years because they're located in proximity to Camp, to Parris Island, which is the only place that female recruits train. So it was a geographical thing. It's not a watershed event, okay? It is in terms of geography, not in terms of what's going on. Probably the most interesting story in the news the last 24 hours is a testimony of Navy Secretary Spencer and Commandant Neller. I'll track that down, and we'll play their comments about specifically about Moscow and about Beijing here. Maybe Monday, if Mike somehow or other bags out today. You might hear it later today. And one other story that we'll get to real quick, I think, is from the Inspector General of the Pentagon. Pentagon failed to address financial problems at Armed Forces Retirement Home. So there's screaming from Capitol Hill. And Secretary Mattis says, we will complete the audit that's been pending for years. And we will begin to do that on an annual basis. So, those are breaking news stories out of Marine Corps Times. Top five today, Germany moves to boost presence in Afghanistan and training in Iraq. Look, here's what we want, Germany, right? Fire up the Panzers again, man. Produce those things, make your military something that the Russians look at and say, geez, really? Again? Except now you're a free democratic nation. Everybody's for that, okay? Get off your dead German asses, fund your military, and be a part of NATO instead of just a blood-sucking leech of a nation. Second story, most Russian plane intercepts over the Baltics are due to air, according to a NATO general. Anyway, that merits a little bit of reading, because you read those stories, and again, you intercepting aircraft is done around the world all the time. Somebody flies close to you, right? As an aircraft carrier, you send up a couple of F-18s, and you go ahead and you escort them around. It's the way you do it. You know, long-range Russian reconnaissance aircraft fly towards the United States when they get within a certain distance. You know, a red light goes off. People get scrambled out of certain bases. They go up and they run an intercept, and they just escort them around. So, number four story, some hiccups with the engine design, but the B-21 is on track. The B-21. Uh-oh. Don't even know what that is. And again, and then the other story is the IG failed in inventorying the Armed Forces Retirement Home. And I always check Stars and Stripes now because it's my new go-to. They have a story about retention of female submariners on par with men. I'm not sure why the Navy didn't think female submariners would be retained at the same level that males were. I'd be curious to see the demographics in the DOD that maybe either make that case or don't make that case. All right, we're going to talk about suicide coming up next. Okay, and joining me here momentarily will be Dr. Merrick Kolpak. And again, he's a health science specialist, U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, part of the Vision 2 Center of Excellence for Suicide Prevention. They wrote a story saying that married service members and female veterans are at a much higher risk for suicide, which I think surprised a lot of people. So we'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled machine anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marine.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.